Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Thursday, November 24th, 2022. In February, the power supplier Vattenfall will increase the prices in Berlin by 25%. An average Berlin household with an annual consumption of about 2,200 kilowatt hours will pay about 17 euros more per month. Vattenfall had already increased prices back in October. Specifically, the consumption price in the basic supply increases from 33.12 cents per kilowatt hour to 41.41 cents. Vattenfall claims that the price remains under the countrywide average of 46 cents, but the company is also increasing the basic fee from €7.49 to €9.50 per month. In view of the rapidly rising energy prices as a result of the Russian attack on Ukraine, the German government also wants to provide relief for citizens in terms of electricity prices starting in January. 80% of a household's consumption in 2022 will be capped at 40 cents per kilowatt hour in 2023, and market prices will apply for the remaining consumption. The legal basis for mandatory vaccination in the health and care sectors expires at the end of the year. The Federal Ministry of Health sees no need for an extension because the office expects in the next weeks variants like BQ1.1 will dominate the incidence of infection. While vaccinations prevent severe diseases from all types of the virus, it is expected that they only have a limited effect on prohibiting the transmission of the dominant variants. According to a spokesperson, this is the reason why there is no longer a medical justification for a vaccination mandate. The vaccination requirement has been in effect since mid-March and allows health authorities to impose activity or entry bans on employees of clinics or care facilities if they fail to present proof of vaccination or convalescence even after being asked to do so, or if they do not have a certificate exempting them from corona vaccination. There had been repeated criticism of the regulation, among other things because of the effort involved in forcing mandatory vaccinations. Calls for an end had also come from Berlin. Health Senator Gotha recently argued that an extension was not necessary because around 95% of employees at facilities requiring mandatory vaccination are vaccinated. In August, nearly 8,900 unvaccinated employees were working in medical and nursing facilities. However, with the exception of one case in Lichtenberg, no bans on entering or working with unvaccinated persons were imposed. Berlin students are to get iPads for the coming school year. This was announced by Senator for Education Astrid Sabina Busse. Initially, around 30,000 seventh graders are to receive devices, and the costs are estimated at 15 million euros. In a next step, the other high school students are to be supplied step by step until finally 350,000 devices are distributed to all Berlin students. And this should be done as quickly as possible during this legislative period. However, the main committee has not yet given the go-ahead. The plan is to lease the devices. Busse explained that this would ensure that they would not have to take care of maintenance and repairs themselves. It also makes sense from the point of view of sustainability, since the equipment can be returned. Busse said that Bremen has already had a very good experience with this model. Fewer and fewer forest trees in Berlin are healthy. This is one of the findings of the Forest Status Report 2022. According to the report, experts classified only 4% of the area as free of damage. That is 2 percentage points less than in 2021, and 40% of the areas show significant damage, which is 6% more than in 2021. The remaining areas fall into a so-called alert category. After the drought back in 2003, the proportion of healthy trees declined sharply, although not as much as recently. In the 2010s, there was a recovery, but the conditions became worse after the extreme precipitation in 2017 and the extremely dry 2018. Forest health is surveyed in Berlin in the summer with random checks at several locations. The capital's goal is forests where needle and broadleaf trees are mixed, which is considered more resilient in the face of climate change. If you like our podcast, you can support us with a donation or simply help others discover us by liking and sharing our episodes on social media. Berlin Briefing will be back on Monday. Thanks for listening.